of getting out there for the first time and actually getting to be on the field a little bit?
Yeah, it's good to get back to work, so to speak. You know, obviously we've been very busy, you know, as coaches preparing for this, and now we've been, you know, operating, get ready for the draft this weekend. But to actually get out here on the field and, you know, for me to get to see all the guys other than just talk to them, you know, it's been good. So we'll have a good couple of days here and then have a good draft this weekend and then get back into phase two.
You've talked so much about meshing the terminology of you and Peyton in this offense. Have you got a better feel for how that's going to work now that you have the guys together?
Yeah, I really don't think it's that hard. You know, I mean, you know, talking ball, for the most part, a lot of people do it the same. But what we had to do was basically take the things that they did best and that he does best and very comfortable with, and then you know, bring in some of the things that we want to be as an offensive football team and find a way to make the two come together. And I think Rick and the staff's done a really good job of that. You know, today, I mean, they had no problem as far as functioning and operating, and you know, we were, for us as coaches, there was two systems going on out there today. So, you know, I think the players are, they can handle it. You know, that's not a problem. And we as coaches got to do a good job of teaching them.
In the individual drills, Gary, did we see Peyton rolling left or
did
rolling
you?
Right?
I don't know. Like I said, we're going to do what he does best. And obviously, if we run the ball well, which we plan on doing, then we're going to move the quarterback at some point. So, you know, it'll be something that we work on. I know he's been very excited just, you know, I mean, he's been challenged. You know, he said that to me a couple of times. I'm challenged again. I'm having to learn some new stuff because I've been doing this for so long. And I think that's good for all of us, you know, no matter how long you've been in the league.
Gary, have you had to do this to some degree with all your quarterbacks in your career? I mean, kind of meshing offenses, philosophies,
strengths? Oh, no doubt. You know, I was in, you know, last year I'm in Baltimore and I walk in and I think Joe had a few coordinators over the course of a few years. And here I come, you know, and I've got my way of talking and doing things. But I went back with what they did and said, okay, let's hang on to this. He knows this, you know, and then we'll start teaching this other part. So, I mean, I think there's an emphasis on teaching nowadays, especially at this level, because players move and players change and free agency and all those things. Guys don't stay together for a long, long time, and teams, you know, don't stay together from a whole standpoint like they used to back, you know, 15, 20 years ago. So being a good teacher, being a good learner from a player standpoint, they're all important.
Off topic a little bit, but speaking of Baltimore, what are your thoughts on what's going on there with the civic situation?
You know, my answer would be that I can tell you one thing, that's not Baltimore. You know, I was there last year. It's a great city, great people, you know, very strong city, tremendous history. And they'll show their strength through this, you know. So my prayers are with them, but I can promise you that's not Baltimore. I really enjoyed it there, and I love the people there, and they'll work through it.
The Quinteros move today, Coach?
Yeah, you know, it's just a decision that we made, and obviously he's still coming back from you know, some injury-type situation. But, yeah, we did that. We had a couple other guys not working. Brandon's not going to work. Danny actually did do a little bit at the end, so that was positive. And then I think Isaiah is the other young man that we pulled from practice. So other than that, everybody's involved.
Demaryius Thomas isn't here. Yeah. How big a setback for the offense would it be if we don't see him until training camp?
Well, I mean, first off, you know, obviously Demaryius is huge part of what we're doing. And you know, I got great respect for him and what he's done in the league, and I know what he'll continue to do. So I think, you know, me speaking as coaches and the players, we know that he's going to take care of his business. Would we love to have him here? Yes. You know, that goes without saying. But it's a voluntary program, and, you know, these guys out here got a good head start. There's some, you know, you look at the other receivers, the reps they got today, you know, so those guys got to get better. So that's part of football. We'll work through it, but we're expecting great things from him. And, you know, when he gets here, we'll get to work.
What have you learned about Peyton Manning that maybe you didn't know over these last few weeks of having him in the building and now starting to have him out on the field for the first time?
I think I'm just being reassured of everything I've always been told about him. Nobody works harder. Nobody cares more. He's very challenging to coach because he's so bright. He's been doing it for so long, and that's a good thing for me and Rick and Napper. I think we as coaches need to be challenged too. So I wouldn't say I've learned anything new. I'm just being reassured every day exactly what he is, and he's a heck of a football player, a great person.
Did Greg tip you off a little bit about what he's like in the meeting rooms?
Well, I think I knew, you know. I think we in this business, we hear a lot, you know, through our buddies and through the grapevine. But, I mean, I know what we're dealing with, and I just say it's a joy to be to be a part of it every day. You know, it's very challenging as a coach.
He's known for an endless supply of questions. So you think he hits you with it, surprise you?
Well, he wants to know why, you know, and that's great players ask why. You know, I think I told the team that this morning. You know, I know for the however many years I was here as Shanahan's coordinator, I know Shannon Sharp sat in the front row, and John sat right next to Shannon. And believe me, they ask why a lot. You know, Coop, why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? But that's what great players do. So you better have those answers for them so they can go compete. So that's what you want.